VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in South Korea now after meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang earlier on Sunday. VOA Seoul correspondent Steve Biller.
Pompeo met with Kim for about 2 hours Sunday, but gave few details as to the meeting's outcome to reporters. One official on the trip described it as better than the last time, but they added, it's going to be a long haul.
Pompeo and Kim did agree to arrange a second U.S.-North Korea summit as soon as possible. And on Sunday, the U.S. State Department said Pompeo and Kim, quote, refined options for the location and date of that next summit. After Pompeo's stop in South Korea, he'll visit China. Before heading home, the Beijing visit could be tense. It will be happening just days after Vice President Mike Pence made a blistering speech accusing China of military aggression, commercial theft, rising human rights violations, and electoral intervention against President Trump. Turkish officials have concluded that a Saudi Arabian journalist who had been living in self-imposed exile in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last week, when he went there to get a document for his upcoming marriage, was killed. Jamal Khashoggi's fiancée, who waited outside the consulate, says he never came out of the building. Police said that about 15 Saudis had arrived in Istanbul on two flights last Tuesday and were at the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi. Saudi officials say the allegations are baseless. China said Sunday it is investigating Meng Hongwei for suspected wrongdoing. Meng is now the former head of the global law enforcement organization Interpol and Chinese Vice Minister for Security. A statement by a Chinese anti-graft body was the first official word from China about Meng since he disappeared Friday. This is VOA News. At least